The therapy you need from your favorite bitches.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Bitch Therapy. We are your hosts, Cameron
and Alyssa.
And on today's little quick episode, we're going to be giving some A1 advice to all the guys here on Bitch Therapy. And we're going to tell you where you should take a girl on a first date that will be memorable and unforgettable.
Yes, so we're going to keep things very short and simple for you men.
Yeah, so we've been getting a lot of questions from some male viewers asking, what are some great date ideas when you're texting a girl, you're hitting it off online, how to transition to ask her out on a first date? Mm-hmm. So firstly, I would love to mention when it comes to approaching asking a girl for a first date, there are a lot of signs during texting that you should be looking out for. For example, if a girl is asking you what you're doing, when you're free, if she's letting you know when she's free, that is an obvious green flag that she wants you to ask her out, okay? A girl isn't just going to be like, oh yeah, like I'm free this weekend because she doesn't want you to take her out. She's telling you when she's free because she wants you to ask her on a date, honey, okay?
Yeah, she's setting it up for you to be like, oh, you're free this weekend? That's amazing. I would love to take you out. That is exactly what you're going to text her. I would love to take you out. Also, before we get into the dating part, the actual dates, you should not be texting her for days on end without asking her out, okay? Maybe text her for like a day, but if you're into her or you think she's cute, you should ask her right away.
Yeah, cut to the chase.
Cut to the chase. Enough of the bullshit. Nobody's looking for a pen pal. Mm-hmm. They are looking for a partner. So I would also FaceTime her.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, because then you could really have a conversation instead of texts every few hours. Do not do that. FaceTime and cut to the chase. Ask her out within like the first 2 days, honestly.
Yeah, because the longer you're texting, the more things can get misconstrued. She'll probably think that you're not as interested if you're just texting forever. So I would say it's good to get to know someone a little bit over text, but ultimately, if you know you want to take her out, cut to the chase and ask her on a date. So like Alyssa said, it's a great way to formulate to say that you would love to take her out. Stop doing the, oh, like, we can make a plan, we can do this, blah, 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 blah.
You make the plan.
Yeah, you're making the plan. So once you know she's free, you can ask her like, oh, when are you free? Does this work better for you at night, in the morning, whatever, depending on when you guys have work, to, you know, see what's better for her so she'll have time to get ready. But ultimately, take the lead. Say you would love to take her out. If she's obviously dropping hints that she wants to be taken out, formulate it like that. Like, I would love to take you out. Trust me, she will be so happy to get that text. She will be like over the moon, so happy that you said that.
Now we're gonna go about date ideas.
Yeah, so a lot of people in our generation, you know, you think maybe just drinks is a good first date or coffee. No, cut it. This isn't a job interview. You want to show that you really like this girl, you're invested in it, and you're not a dusty. You have the funds, you're taking her out on a proper full date, and you're a real man. So we love a good dinner date, but if you want to do something a little bit more memorable or a little bit more exciting or interactive,
or also if you're only like free during the day, then you can definitely do a day date. You could do an activity that leads to lunch, you know? So like I know people like the axe throwing, like my friend just said he wanted to go axe throwing with his girl. Like you could do that and then take her to lunch or, you know, go to a nice brunch spot. Go somewhere that is like a cute little town that you could walk around.
Like there's a lot to see.
Yeah, there's a lot to see. But definitely always have food included. You always want to feed her.
Yeah, girls like to be fed. That's a full date. An activity and being fed. If you just take her out for a quick little activity and then you're like, okay, bye, like we're going home, she's going to think you hate her. And it's not going to be as good to get to know someone because certain activities you might not get to talk as much and really get to know them. So that's not really a good first date if you can't really talk and get to know the person and ask them stuff and have a real conversation.
Yes.
So also if you're doing something, let's say during the day, you could, you know, go to brunch, you go for a walk in a park. There are a lot of places that you can go get food and then there's something else. Like there is a restaurant near us that's also like a bookstore. Like if she loves to read or do something like that, like she's really into books. Or you could also go to a museum. You can go to an art gallery, something where there's a lot to see, a lot to talk about.
Also, I want to add to going on a walk. That may not always be the best first date, because if you ask her to go on a hike,
oh yeah, no, that's unsafe.
Yeah, she may reject you. It's not you. It's just she's scared of being kidnapped.
Yeah, or killed and thrown in a ditch. Yes. So definitely don't say, oh, let's go on a walk. But like if there's a cute brunch or lunch or dinner spot and then there's like a cute town to walk around, that's what we mean. Yes. Like if there's somewhere where a lot to see and then you can kind of, you know, pop into some stores after, or if she loves to go thrifting or things like that, mm-hmm. you can get food cute. And then go explore. You know, you get to figure out more about each other's style, or like if there's a place where there's a lot of art and like culture, you guys can talk about that. Like if you're both into architecture and like there are a lot of cute towns.
Or even like a car show, like stuff like that. Yeah, like something fun.
Cool where you could like explore each other's interests, like see what she likes, get to express things that you like to her.
Yeah, so I mean, listen, the hike, you could do that other dates, definitely not the first or second though.
Yeah, definitely not the first or second. When we mean a walk, we mean going to a cute area where there's a lot to see, not just literally going to a desolate area where there's literally just trees and rocks and dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Not that.
So now let's go into nighttime dating.
Mm-hmm.
So we said that our number one is obviously a dinner, so let's just talk about the dinners.
Yeah,
so what kind of dinner place should he be taking her to? Definitely not Outback, guys.
Yeah, not a chain restaurant, not like Fridays or like Houlihan's. Like, you want to class it up and show her that you have some class and you're a real man and you're serious about this. I mean, there's definitely places you can go within your price range that are nice. They're cute little hipstery, like, restaurants. You could even go to, like, a themed restaurant or something fun like that, that maybe has, like, a bar attached to it so that they have, like, live music or something, or a DJ.
Yeah, like, that is so cute. Like, women love live music. That's, like, it's, like, a little activity slash dinner. So, like, that's really nice. So, like, you don't have to go to a place where you have to spend, like, at least $300. I mean, that's super nice and impressive, but you can also go to, like, a really, like, authentic Italian place nearby. Like, you could do something like that. Just don't go to any chain restaurants.
Yeah, no chain restaurants. That's giving dusty, crusty, I'm on a budget, and you definitely don't want to be giving off that energy for the first date. You want to set a nice precedent on, look what I found for us. You know, you have a phone. You can look up things in your area or in her area, or even a midpoint in between you guys that has a lot of great options and stuff to see. There's also different classes you can do. Near us, there's a place called Color Me Mine. So that's where you go. You pick out different types of pottery, like mugs, plates, bowls. You can go paint it. It's a little artistic. It's a little fun. You can also do, if you're of age, a paint and sip. So there, usually they're BYOB. So you could ask her, like, what type of wine she likes or what she likes to drink. And you could go out, get that, and bring it to the paint and sip class. And listen, if you're not artistic, if you don't think your art skills are that great, that is perfectly fine. Usually with a paint and sip or a class like that, they have an instructor going step by step. And even too, art is artistic. It's about expressing your own artistic ability, no matter what level that is. It's just about being fun, creative, and having something to do while you're talking. It's all about
just having fun. Like, nothing's that serious. It's just about having fun.
It's not that serious. No. You don't have to be Picasso.
And also, always offer to pick her up. She may want to Uber for safety.
Yeah, or drive herself, which is totally fine.
That's completely fine. Also, you need to be careful with how much you guys are drinking, especially if you're both driving. So do not push drinks down her throat, but you should always offer two drinks.
Yeah, no one's getting sloshed on the first date. You should also just keep your wits about you, because you do want to get to know someone on a genuine level. And honestly, if you go to the first date and get blackout, you're probably not going to remember much of it. And you're definitely not going to remember things that she's telling you. And you want to remember the things that she's telling you, because the more attentive you are to the things she likes, the more you remember about her, the more impressed she will be with you. And the more she will end up liking you, because she'll be like, wow, this guy's really listening to what I'm saying. He's being attentive. And he's even remembering things I said I liked from when the first date, like, let's say you go on the first date, she says how much she loves flowers, she buys them every week, or, you know, her mom gets them for her every week, her friends, whatever. If you show up to the second or third date with flowers, she will be beyond the moon impressed.
Okay, I am going to tell you three things that you need to write in your notes, three questions you need to ask her on the first date. So the first question you need to ask her is, what is your love language?
Yes, Because some girls, they love getting little gifts. Some girls, they just love spending quality time with you. So that means they might want to go on a longer, more interactive date. Girls that love like little gifts and things like that, definitely on the second, third, fourth date, whatever, get her a little something. It doesn't have to be expensive. Flowers are $5 at the grocery store. You can get her a little bouquet.
And ask what kind of flowers. Second one, you ask her, do you like flowers? And then ask her what her favorite flower is. And you write that shit down in your notes.
Yes.
Third thing you're going to ask is, when is your birthday?
Oh my God, yes. This and is write such that a down. Key question. And a write girl will down. Love that you asked that. Because not only now do you know when her birthday is, you know her zodiac sign, if she's into those things. So it might also tell you a little bit more about her personality.
It sparks a conversation. I know a lot of guys don't care about zodiacs, and that's fine. You just want to know her birthday because it might be coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
You just want to know. And then you'll know what flowers to get on her birthday. And you know her love language. So you know how to impress her. So exactly. I think those three questions, definitely ask them and write them down in your notes so you remember.
Exactly. And you can't go wrong with asking these things. She'll think that you hit it out of the park. She'll think it will be a great first date. She'll see how attentive you are to her, how into her you are, and it will really make an impact and score you major points that will help you out in the long run.
And trust me, a lot of guys do not ask these questions. So you are starting off
on the best note,
way ahead of all the other guys, all the other guys you may be competing with or anything. Like, you are starting off on a great foot. She is going to be in love with you and think that you are taking her seriously.
Exactly. And a lot of the times, girls feel like, you know, they have to plant a little seed by giving little hints on things that they like. So if you're already out the gate asking her these things, she'll feel that you really have it together and you know your stuff. And you're mature when it comes to dating. And you're just a mature, classy guy, and that will definitely be a turn on for her.
Yeah. And do not ask her to just grab a drink instead of dinner. Like, it's showing less effort. If you're taking this seriously, take her to dinner. There always should be food involved.
Yeah, you definitely want to feed her. You want to show that you care about her, because also a lot of girls are lightweights. So you don't want to just ply her with a bunch of drinks. It's giving low effort, and it's giving, I just want to lower your inhibitions to get you into bed. When you actually put a little food in someone's stomach, it just sets a better precedent and puts a better taste in their mouth on what kind of person you are. And it also shows that you're classier than the rest.
Yeah. So I think that's all we have for today.
So those are some of
good luck, men. And remember, write things down in your notes so you remember.
Yes, write things down in your notes so you won't forget the important points and things that she likes. And listen, you can't go wrong with these first date tips. So good luck out there. Take initiative and get to dating.
Bye.
Bye.